I think that one of the things that I'm going to institute is to say that whenever people are coming in and ushers can listen to this, we always have these pews on either side of the sanctuary that are empty, and they never lead anybody to them. They are not reserved there for the people. So instead of standing, it's good to come and sit in there. So feel free, you at the back, to come and sit in these pews. But we are good Catholics, right? We fill up the church from the back. So this morning, before the Mass started, Larry and Linda were going around checking the microphones because we have been having problems with the microphones. So they wanted to make sure that they were working. And one of the things that people always do when they check microphones, you hear something like, mic check, mic check, mic check. This morning, we have come to this Mass, and I want us to do a checking. Spiritual check, spiritual check, spiritual check. And why do I want us to do this? When we heard the first reading from the book of Job, we come across this man, Job, who seemed to have been in a very bad place. He was experiencing a dark time in his life. And did you hear the words that he said? So I made sure to have it, you know. So Job says, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery?" That doesn't sound good, does it? And then he goes on to say, "I have been assigned months of misery, and troubled nights have been allotted to me. If in bed I say, 'When shall I arise?' And what happens," he says, "that the night drags on." Job was in a desperate place, and he said, "I shall not see happiness again." So where are you at this moment in your life? Can you identify with Job, with those words? As you examine your life, do you see your life as a drudgery? Do you look at yourself and think, "I have been assigned these months of misery"? Do you look at yourself and say, "I shall never see happiness again"? Have our lives become empty? Think about that. Because I know from time to time, even during this week, coming across persons, especially in the confessional, there are persons who are weeping and mourning because they look at their lives and they think that there is no hope for them. But is that true? Definitely, it is not true. Because when we look at the responsorial psalm, we kept on repeating, "Praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted. Praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted." And therefore, as we turn to the gospel, we see that Jesus was going about driving out demons and healing all those who were sick. And people were flocking to him. And then he told his disciples, I have to go to these other towns as well, because that is why I have come. And so I can assure you that Jesus has come to this town of Orlando, this town of Mary, Queen of the Universe, and he wants to heal all the broken hearts that are present before him today. So I ask you, my sisters and brothers, to present yourselves to him. Present all your brokenness. Present all your misery. Present your sickness. Because this Jesus, he has the power to set you free. And he will say to you, this is why I have come into this place. This is why he's here in Orlando. And I know he's everywhere else, but I know for sure that he's here. And therefore, there is no reason why anybody should leave this church this morning with a broken heart. No one should be leaving here today thinking that they will never see happiness again. I would like to see everyone leaving this place today, jumping and prancing for joy, knowing that the Lord has healed your brokenness, that he has set you free. And just as Peter's mother-in-law was raised up and then she served the people, so it is that we'll know that you're jumping for joy when you go out into the world and serve the people. You serve them by the way that you speak to them. You serve them by your action in their lives. You serve them because you have been set free. This is what would like to happen to each one of you. And it is possible because Jesus would have us know that there is nothing that is impossible for God. So will you see happiness again? Yes. If you choose to see it, you will see it. So all you have to do is to present yourself to Jesus and say, take away from me all the things that cause me to be stressed out. Take away all those things. Take away my brokenness. Make me whole again. And he will say, I will do it. Accept it. And yes, he comes to you. Receive the gift that he has to offer. And celebrate the happiness that he has given you.